If you're going to start a business for yourself, a side hustle or an actual all-out business, it's important that you set yourself up the correct way for tax purposes. Incorporate.com, great service. I used it myself to start my business many years ago. It will allow you to set up a C corp, an S corp, an LLC, or a nonprofit all through the web. They'll answer questions for you. They're not, legal experts. You should have one of your own, but they make the process of setting up a business very easy. So use the link in the show notes to go to incorporate.com. It will help you a lot. And we'll be back in just one moment. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2129. I'm Jeff Baltham, the Game Hunter, and welcome! I started to be called the Big Game Hunter when I was doing search work. I've worked as a recruiter for what felt like 100 years. I filled a lot of positions around the United States and Canada, and it started to click with me, and it started to connect with me. So once I transitioned to coaching a few years ago, I kept it. So many of you knew me by that nickname, the Big Game Hunter. Now, as a coach, I help people worldwide with job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and being successful in the workplace. Now, today's show came from a question someone asked me where they want to understand what kind of LinkedIn profile picture they should really use. They were creative, they wanted to have a casual picture and want to know if that was okay. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And an honest review if you don't want to make it great. I'd appreciate if it wasn't terrible. I think, we do good information 5 days a week. But your comments are helpful for other people discovering the show. And don't forget, we're available on Spotify, Google Play, a whole host of places. And now, we'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is brought to you by Fiverr.com. That's the word five with two R's after it.com. Fiverr is a site for freelance work. You can hire freelancers to do a variety of things for you. You can be a freelancer on it as well and experiment with the site to see whether what you want to be doing professionally outside of the rat race, outside of your full-time job, is viable. It's basically a site where they'll do the billing and collection for you and pay you it once they've received the money. In addition, if you want to hire people like I do for book editing, transcriptions, and such, very inexpensive, and I've had very good work for me. So again, it's Fiverr.com. You can use the link in the show notes. Frankly, you'll get a good deal from it if you do that. Now, let's get going. I received a question through the comments area of a video I did. It was an interview with Ron Nash called How to LinkedIn. And it was released on Job Search Radio recently. By the time you hear this, it may be further back in the pack. But it's a good video. It's available as a podcast in iTunes in its full form. On YouTube, it's only available, it's the actual interview rather than my introduction and my closing. So the question comes down to, I'm going to distill it down to its core element. Profile pictures. I'm a creative type. No one I know dresses in a suit. Can I be casual? Can I dress casually? And I want to give you a simple answer. Yes. Yes. Now, even for the corporate types, a business casual attire can work. So, for example, when you look at my profile picture on LinkedIn, you'll see me with a shirt and a collar. It's a pressed shirt, so the collar looks crisp, and that's really all you see is the traditional headshot. You don't need to have a full body view of you, but as long as the shirt up or the blouse up is appropriately business casual, that works. Big smile on your face, particularly if you're in the U.S. I know in other countries, the smiling look doesn't work as well. They want to see the serious look, you know, the one that in the U.S. we would refer to as your mugshot, you know, the one that you've taken, you know, if you are arrested. But in the U.S., we like the smiling picture, the happy picture, you know, the one where you look like this. And, you know, it's just the nature of our culture that we prefer that. But as long as from here up, in other words, what you're seeing on YouTube has a shirt with a collar. Women, I'm going to defer to your judgment. You know what appropriate business casual looks like for you. Guys, we struggle with that. So shirt with a collar, crisp, nothing too flamboyant. You're good to go. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition, you probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, you know, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great! Be great!